So starting off, who's subject to these rules? In ERISA, the definition of fiduciary is under Section 321 of ERISA. And a person is a fiduciary with respect to a plan to the extent that they're named in the plan as a fiduciary, exercises discretionary authority or control with respect to the management of the plan or management and disposition of plan assets, has any discretionary authority or responsibility in the administration of the plan, or renders investment advice for a fee or compensation with respect to plan assets. And this regulation really hits on the last point, renders investment advice for a fee. Kind of to take a step back, we have to wonder, what's ERISA plan assets? And the way ERISA is defined was it came into being basically to protect retirement plan assets. So ERISA predominantly affects retirement plan, health and welfare plans, and tangentially through the Internal Revenue Code, IRA assets. And these are really dealing with private pension plan funds. So you're talking about your 401k plans, your defined benefit plans, cash balance plans. These are plan assets of private companies or through collective bargaining. So if you have a governmental plan that sponsored a pension plan, they would not be subject to ERISA. Church plans, unless they've specifically elected, would not be subject to ERISA. But your private pension plan, so if IBM has a pension plan, that would be subject to ERISA. Now, IRAs typically are not subject to ERISA, but they are subject to the prohibited transaction rules of the Internal Revenue Code, which kind of mirror ERISA in a lot of respects. So the rights and obligations in ERISA don't apply to IRAs at this moment, but what the DOL is trying to do is kind of broaden the scope of what's being covered. Now, the DOL isn't in the business of regulating investment advisors and broker-dealers. That's not their primary objective. Their primary objective is to protect plan assets and propose regulations and govern essentially retirement plan assets. Now, because of this ERISA definition, those who are service providers and investment managers and fiduciaries to these plan assets become covered under that broad scope.